ఓం శ్రీగురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం. సదాశివసమారంభాం శంకరాచార్యమ్యమాం అస్మదాచార్యపర్యంతం వందే గురుపరంపరాం సద్గురుచరణారవిందాభ్యాం నమః. పూర్ణమదః పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదచ్యతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతే శాంతే శాంతిః. శ్రీగురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం. బృహదారణ్యక ఉపనిషత్ చాప్టర్ 6 మంత్ర 6.2.7. సహోవాచ విజ్ఞాయతే హాస్తి హిరణ్మయస్య అపార్థం గో అశ్వానాం దాసీనాం ప్రవారాణాం పరిధానస్య మానో భవాన్ బాహోరంతస్య అపర్యంతస్య అభ్యవదాన్యో భూదీతి సవై గౌతమ తీర్థేన ఇచ్చాసా ఇతి ఉపయమ్యహం భవంతమితి వాచాః స్మైవ పూర్వ ఉపయంతి సహోపాయన కీర్త్యా ఉవాస. సో వి సా ఇన్ ది లాస్ట్ క్లాస్ దట్ కింగ్ ప్రవాహణ జైవలి ఆస్ గౌతమ the father to ask those boons generally asked by human beings only. And here because he is a king, he is a kshatriya, and kshatriyas, even among devatas there are all the four varnas. For example, agni devata is brahmana, and indra, varuna, chandra, పర్జన్యాయమా, దే ఆర్ ఆల్ క్షత్రియ దేవతాస్. అండ్ ఆల్ ది వసూస్, ఆదిత్యాస్, రుద్రాస్, విశ్వే దేవాస్, మరుత్స్, దే ఆర్ ఆల్ సపోజ్ టు బి వైశ్యాస్. అండ్ శూద్రాస్ ఆర్ పూషన్, పృథివీ, ఆల్ దట్ థింగ్. బట్ గౌతమ టెల్స్ హీ డజన్ వాంట్ టు ఆస్క్ దోస్ బూన్స్ బికాస్ హీ ఆల్రెడీ హ్యాస్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దమ్, వాట్ ఎవర్ మనుష్య క్యాన్ హ్యావ్. సో ఈవెన్ దో కింగ్ జైవలి ఈస్ అ క్షత్రియ, హీ హ్యాస్ గాట్ దిస్ విద్యా పరంపర from his other gurus of the kshatriya gurus, he has learnt it. And where the kshatriya guru learnt it, we don't know. Maybe some devata, kshatriya devata might have given, we don't know, that details are not given. But Gautama tells he doesn't want to ask any of those boons because he already has all those wealth. Here Aruni or Gautama happens to be rich in possessions. Being a very learned person, he must have got lot of dakshina perhaps from various kings and all other people. Therefore he says Hiranyasya dasinam pravaranam paridanasya apatham. Apatham means I have acquired lot of possessions. That he has acquired them, gifted possessions like Hiranyasya, gold, go ashwanam, thousands of horses and cows, and dasinam, servant maids, ప్రవారాణం పరివారః, లాట్ ఆఫ్ ఫ్రెండ్స్, రిలేటివ్స్, అసిస్టెంట్స్. అండ్ దెన్ పరిధానస్య చ, పరిధానం మీన్స్ వస్త్రం, ఆల్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ నైస్ వస్త్రం. శంకరాచార్య రైట్స్ సిల్క్ అండ్ గార్మెంట్స్, దే ఆర్ ఆల్ దేర్ ఇన్ ప్లెంటీ విత్ హిమ్. సో హీ వాంట్స్ ఎ బూన్ ఓన్లీ విచ్ ఇస్ ఆఫ్ ఇన్ఫైనైట్ వాల్యూ, దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ బహోహో అనంతస్య అపర్యంతస్య. అపర్యంతస్య మీన్స్ గ్రేట్, లిమిట్లెస్, ఇన్ఎగ్జాస్టిబుల్ వెల్త్, lasting for generations. That kind of wealth he wants. So if it is a boon in the form of knowledge, then it can never be exhausted. And not only I can enjoy it, but also I can hand them over to my children, grandchildren and all that. Therefore, such a boon of knowledge is what I want, not a boon of wealth or money. And says, avadhanyaha ma bhut, may you not be uncharitable to me with respect to this boon. May you not be ungenerous. Avadhanyaha. So may you not be ungenerous to me with this boon. So he uses double negative. So because I have heard about your glory and I have heard about you, you give people whatever they want. So please maintain that status with respect to this boon also. Then Pravahana Jayavali answers, he says there is a difference between knowledge and gifts of money and wealth. Gift of money is only a very simple thing for me to give. If it is a gift of knowledge, then you have to become my disciple. Without becoming a disciple, knowledge cannot be imparted. You cannot casually stand aside and ask for knowledge. There is a procedure. Tadvijnanartham sa gurumeva abhigachet samitpanihim shrotriyam brahmanishtam. So that is a procedure. There is a vidhi known as upasadanam or upanayana vidhi or samskara. Just to get the disciplehood, studentship or status. Therefore he says, tirthena ichasa iti. Tirtha means upasadana vidhi, the shastric procedure of becoming a student, that is called tirtha here. So through that proper method, may you desire to learn. Ask me the question. And Gautama knows the vidhi. So he says, upaimi aham bhavantam iti. He formally declares, I am becoming your disciple. I formally approach you for learning. That means what? I am not approaching you as a guest or an atithi, a brahmana, but I approach you as a disciple. Upaimi aham bhavantam iti. Then the Upanishad adds a note here, because according to Varnashrama Dharma, which was followed in those days, brahmana alone had the right to teach. Adhyayanam, adhyapanam are both the rights of a brahmana only. He was always a teacher. Others like kshatriyas, vaishyas, sudras, they all have to learn only from him. They have the right to learn, but not to teach. Kshatriya can do Veda adhyayanam, but not Veda adhyapanam. He cannot teach. So also other varnas. Since brahmanas, the brahmanas were always a teacher, others did namaskaram to a brahmana, but brahmana never does to other varnas namaskaram. He had the teacher status in the society. And it will thrive only when teachers are respected in a society. Any society will fall when teachers are not given good status. Here, there is a ticklish situation now. A brahmana has to learn from a kshatriya. And one of the rules to become a disciple is doing namaskara. Because tadviddi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. That's what Krishna said. Now the question is, if brahmana has to learn from a kshatriya, should he do namaskaram to become a disciple? And Shastra gives a special rule. A brahmana need not go through all the ritualistic procedures of pada puja, pada prakshalanam, namaskara, offering, all that thing he doesn't have to do. Then what should he do? He has to verbally declare that I am your disciple. This is sufficient for a brahmana to become a sishya. No physical procedure is needed, only a verbal procedure. So the procedure is what? Aham upaimi. I am approaching you to learn. It says, vachasmaiva purve upayanti. Purve. Purve means in the previous generations also, when brahmanas went to kshatriyas for learning, they became disciples only verbally, not by doing namaskaras. So in keeping with that tradition, what did Gautama do? So upanayana kirtya uvasa. Saha upanayana kirtya uvasa. Kirtya means vachanena. Upanayana vachanena uvasa. Verbal upanayana means what? Making a statement. I am approaching you as a sishya. He made that statement to the king. Uvasa means he became a resident student. Gurukula vasam chakara. Mantra 8. Sahovacha tata nastvam gautamama paradaham tavacha pitamahayatam iyam vidyeta purvam na kasmimscham na brahmana uvasam tam tvaham tubhyam vakshyami kohitvaivam bruvantam arhatim prakya prat pratyakhyatumiti. So when Gautama humbly approached Pravahana Jaivali with a statement, I am your disciple, the king felt very bad. He doesn't want to humiliate Gautama by forcing him to become a disciple, because the king made a statement that if you want to learn, become my student. So it is as though humiliating a brahmana. So he feels bad about it. And so he says, I asked you to become a disciple not to humiliate you, you know, it is because I don't want to humiliate you at all, but to follow the Shastraic rule only I asked you, because without that statement, if I teach, you will not get the benefit. That is why sometimes the guru tells the shishyas, even if you don't have that habit of doing namaskaras, still do the namaskara. If not, learning won't be a blessing for you. Therefore, for your own benefit, I asked you to verbally say that I am a disciple. How much the king feels and tries to respect the ashramas. Therefore, the king says, hey Gautama, ma aparadaha, please do not mistake me. It is not that I want guru status, not I want to convert you to be a shishya also, not to humiliate you also. That was not my intention. In fact, tavam pitamahaha, your forefathers also have done similar things only when they had to learn from other kshatriyas. They verbally said they are disciples. They followed the Shastric rule, and therefore you should not mistake me. This is one guilt of the king. And he had another guilt also in his mind. He said, you do not ask me this boon, which is Devaha Varaha. Because you are asking a boon which are meant for the Devas. You don't ask that boon. You ask for a Manushaha, Manushaha Varaha. Means in Mantra 6, that's what he said. What of Manushyam Varam? That's what he asked him. And that also created a guilt in his mind. In whose mind? In the king's mind. It is as though I am a miser or ungenerous with respect to this boon, or don't want to share my knowledge, or have, you know, all this petty-heartedness and all that thing I have. Don't please think like that. Therefore, he says, really speaking, I am not petty-minded. In the previous generations also, this knowledge was only with the Kshatriyas. Paramparaya, it was only with them. No Brahmana knew this knowledge, especially with reference to Panchagni Vidya, the particular Upasana. You should be very careful, because Brahmana might have studied travel after death, Shukla Gati, Krishna Gati, all those things he knows. But here it is presented in the form of an Upasana, and that Upasana method was only with the Kshatriyas. It is going to be highly symbolic Upasana. Each state is compared to the fire. And when there is a comparison with fire, a Brahmana does not know the various states of fire. For example, the embers, the flame, the sparks, they are taken as symbolic representations in this Upasana. So this comparative Upasana, the Brahmanas did not understand, they did not know. Since it is with the Kshatriya generation, I always wanted to avoid giving this to Brahmanas. It is out of my trust, respect for my tradition, not out of my miserliness or unwillingness to teach. Therefore, he says, Purvam kasmim cham na brahmane na uvasa. Before this, no Brahmana knew this knowledge. And therefore, I always hesitated in violating the tradition. I don't want to break the tradition. But now he says, I have decided to break this tradition. The tradition is the knowledge should be only with the Kshatriyas and not Brahmanas. But now I have decided to break that tradition with pain. Why? Because I find you to be extremely sincere. You do not have the Brahmana's arrogance. That Brahmana Abhimana is an obstacle for knowledge. One has to get rid of that Abhimana. So Jaivali says, you do not have that Brahmana Abhimana, and therefore I will teach you. Kohi tu evam bruvantam arhati pratyakshatum iti. How can I refuse to teach this thing to you? Who approaches me with such sincerity, with humility, without any Brahmana Abhimana? Up to this is the introduction part. Now the teaching has to come now. Only Jaivali the Guru and Gautama the Sishya are introduced so far. Now on the teaching begins, we will read. Mantra 6.2.9. Asau vai lokaha agnir Gautama tasya adityayeva samit rashmayo dhumaha aharachihi dishongaraha avantara disho vispulingaha tasminye tasminnam agnau devaham shraddham jukpati तस्या आहुत्यै सोमो राजा संभवति. So the teaching begins with the ninth mantra introducing the Guru and Shishya. And of the five questions, if you remember all that story, how the Shvetaketu came and five questions he asked and he didn't know answer, all that story you should remember. So the five questions, the king is answering the fourth question first. He is not giving the questions in order. Answers to the fourth question that goes from mantra 9 to 14. This is the most important question. This only has Panchagni Vidya. So the answer to this question alone is the main teaching, namely Panchagni Vidya of this chapter. So this means five fire meditations, Panchagni, five fires. Upasana is literal translation of Panchagni Vidya, five fire meditation. So the fourth question is, what are the stages a jiva goes through before getting a rebirth? Among the five questions that were asked by Pravahana Jaivali to his son, Gautama's son, the fourth question was, what are the stages a jiva goes through before getting another body after death? So in other words, after how many stages a new physical body is formed? And he is going to say, after five stages, a new physical body is formed. And this is a famous upasana given in the Shastra. In the third section of the fifth chapter of Chandogya also, we have seen this. So before going to the mantras, we will see a briefing to make the concept easier. This we have seen in Chandogya also. After a person dies, his body is taken for the final ritual called Antyeshti Karma. It is the final ritual in which the body itself is offered into the fire. Remember, cremation is the final Vaidika Samskara of the 41 Samskaras. So this offering is done into the Garhapatya Agni, which a Grahastha is supposed to maintain from the date of his wedding. Thus, Grahastha does 40 samskaras in that fire, Garhapatya Agni, and the 41st samskara is offering of the very physical body into the fire. And this he cannot do while he is alive, then it will be a suicide. Therefore, others carry the body and offer. And that is why it is not there for a sannyasi, because he is one who does not maintain Garhapatya Agni. He is Niragnihi. As the Lord said in the Bhagavad Gita, Anashrita Karma Palam Karyam Karma Karotiyaha Sa Sanyasi Cha Yogi Cha Niragnirna Chakriyaha. So Niragnihi. So sannyasi cannot be created but buried, or other methods as said in the Shastras. So when this body is burnt in the Agni, at that time itself, the Agni Devata gives the next physical body in a rudimentary or in a sukshma form, in a subtle form. Agni does not give the sukshma shariram. Sukshma shariram is not destroyed by fire. But because this is the stula shariram only, Agni gives. Sukshma shariram is never destroyed. But Agni provides a new sthula shariram, which is in an invisible form. In that way, it is subtle. It is not sukshma shariram itself. So this sthula shariram consists of pancha sthula bhutas, five gross elements. And the type of body depends upon various karmas this person has done. Even though this body, this invisible physical body, is made up of all the pancha bhutas, the scriptures say the body predominantly consists of water principle only. It is jalapradana. So this jalapradana shariram or jaliya shariram, which is in its invisible form, that alone will develop gradually into a new physical body. It is jalapradana, that is more of liquid in nature. And because most oblations that he offered when he was alive into the fire during his life are in liquid form, like milk, ghee, and all that. So these samskaras he has done in Grahastha Ashrama. So he has given to Agni the liquid principle, and the same principle Agni returns to him as his next physical body. Therefore, according to the Shastra, these oblations contribute the physical body or Jaliya Shariram. This is called Ammaya Shariram. Am means here up Shari, Appumaya, Jalamaya. Now, the Jiva consists of Atma, the Karana Shariram, the Sukshma Shariram and this new Stula Shariram, the invisible Ammayar Jaliya Shariram it has. So this Jiva, consisting of these four factors, that travels. And while traveling, it crosses five stages. It is like in a factory. The raw material goes through various stages, and in each stage, it goes through various changes before the final product is coming out in a fine and attractive form. So the divine factory functions to make the wonderful physical body. So when it passes through these stages, the Jaliya Shariram becomes grosser and grosser in each stage. So from minute grass body, be very careful, not minute subtle body. From minute grass body, it gets grosser and grosser as it passes through each stage. And final stage, it assumes this physical form. So this process is compared to five types of yajñas. For example, the Jaliya Shariram is compared to a Homa Dravya, material of Homa. It's a material. And the first stage is compared to the fire. So when the Jaliya Shariram goes through the first stage, this Jaliya Shariram is offered into the first fire, all meditative. It comes out of the first stage in a grosser form, which is compared to the palam of the yaga. So after it goes through the first stage, first yaga, the yajna palam is a grosser version of the original shariram that was offered. It is the benefit of performance of the yajna, it's a palam, yajna palam. So this grossified body becomes the material or dravyam offered into the second fire. And then it produces and again produces the result of still grossified body that becomes the second palam, which becomes the dravyam for the third fire. So this is the kalpana, this is the meditation, the upasana. Therefore, we have five agnis, which means five dravyas and five palams. And so pancha dravyani and pancha agnayaha and pancha phalani. Now we can imagine as in the form of, let us say, a table or a chart. And if you have got the chart, you will have three columns. You will have first column as dravyam, second column as the agni for where you do the offering, and the third column will be the phala. Now the first dravyam is the Jaliya Shariram, as I said, the minute grass body in the form of Jaliya Shariram, water, jara. It is offered to the Agni, and that Agni is called Swarga Agni. And the palam of that offering is the grassified form of the Jaliya Shariram, which is called Soma Shariram, connected with Soma Devata, Chandra Devata. That is, Swarga Agni converts the Jaliya Shariram to Soma Shariram in the first yajna. And the Soma Shariram becomes the Dravyam in the second Yajna. So Dravyam for the second Yajna is Soma Shariram. And the Agni for the second Yajna is Parjanya Agni. A Parjanya Agni means associated with the Parjanya Devata, the clouds, the rain Devata. And the Palam is Vrishti Shariram. That is clouds, the rain waters. That is the Vrishti Shariram. That is the second product. And that second product, Vrishti Shariram, becomes the Dravyam for the third Yajna, where the Prithivi, the Bhumi Devata, associated with the plants and all that, that becomes the Agni. And the Palam benefit is Oshadi Shariram, the plant body. And the Oshadi Shariram becomes the fourth Dravyam that is offered to the Purusha Agni, the productive male. And the product is Retas Shariram. Retas means the seed or the male. And that Retha Shariram becomes the Dravyam to be offered to the next Agni called Yosha Agni. Yosha Agni is the woman. And the product of that is a Manushya Shariram, Purusha Shariram or Manushya Shariram. So the Pancha Agnis are what? Swarga Agni, Parjanya Agni, Prithivi Agni, Purusha Agni, and finally Stri Agni, woman. And the final product is Purusha or Manushya Shariram. From this yajna. Here, this discussion is primarily meant for what? For upasana. No yajna, it's all upasana. That is why it deals with one set of human beings. That among in creation, there are so many creations. It is now dealing with one set, namely human beings. Therefore, we should really worry about and understand this Panchagni upasana, because specifically meant for us, for humans. And there may be some more questions also that might come, which one should not ask, because how this happened, that happened, all those questions we don't ask, because how the animal forms came, how plant forms came, they are not asked in this particular discussion. So we said that the Agni Devata gives the Jaliya Shariram at the time of cremation. Then one may ask the question, what about the people who are not cremated? In other religions, they are buried. Remember, the purpose of the Veda is not to give the details of Punarjanma. It wants us to practice a type of Upasana. That is the topic here. So we don't want to go into other topics. So if it is Upasana Pradhana portion, it does not deal with rebirth of human beings. It is Upasana Pradhana. It does not deal with all types of jivas also. This is only to present a type of Upasana, particularly to humans. And the second benefit is Vairagya Praptyartham. It is not to know about the details of Punarjanma and all, but only to create Vairagyam. No need to worry, no need to bother about what happens after death. It is only to understand that this cycle is endless cycle and how to break this cycle. Therefore, Upasana Pradhanam, Vairagya Pradhanam, so not Punarjanma Pradhanam. So this we should be very clear. So with this background, now let us see the mantra. We won't go into the details of the mantra, but we will see the summary. Since each state is compared to an Agni, the Upanishad gives further imaginations also. The name of the flame, the spark, the embers, the smoke, all that thing it talks about. Therefore, these imaginations are not only continued to fire imagination. Each state involves smoke imagination, fire imagination, flame imagination, and all that. So those details are given in the mantra. We won't go into the details, but only outline them. So the ninth mantra that we just read, it says, the first fire, Jaliya Shariram, is Dravyam, Swarga is the Agni, and Soma Shariram is the product, as I mentioned. So Somo Raja Bhavati, that's what mantra says. And who offers these oblations? Who is the Yajamana? The mantra says, the various Adhishtana Devatas, presiding deities of various Sarirams. So together, they all together perform this cosmic yajna to provide us with this physical body. Now we'll go to the next mantra, talking about the four Agnis. 6.2.10. Parjanyo va Agnir Gautama Tasya samvatsarayeva samit abhrani dhumaha vidyudarchihi ashanirangaraha kradhunayom vispulingaham tasmin yetasmin agnaum devaham somam rajanam juhvati tasya ahutyai vrishtihi sambhavati. So the second Agni, as I said, is Parjanya Agni. The clouds, Parjanya, they are the fire, and the Soma Shariram is the Ahuti, the oblation, the offering into the Soma is the Soma Shariram, and which is the product of the previous Yajna, and Vrishti Shariram is the product of this Yajna. So Vrishtihi Sambhavati. And Mantra 11, Ayam Vai Lokognir Gautamam Tasya Prithivyeva Samite Agnir Dhumaha Ratri Rachihi Chandrama Angaraham Nakshatrani Vispulingaham Tasminye Tasmin Agnau Deva Vrishtim Juhvatim Tasya Ahutyam Annam Sambhavati. Now the Vrishti Shariram, the product of the previous Yajnam, that is the Dravyam, and Ayam Lokaha, that is Bhuloka Agni, and is the Agni fire, and Annam. So Oshadi Shariram or Anna Shariram is the product. So Veda assumes we are all vegetarian people. So he talks about Oshadis and all that. So Anna Shariram is the product. And in between the details are also further imaginations are given. For the Agni, what is the flame, smoke, embers, all those things are also discussed and given in the mantra. We won't go into the details. Mantra 12. Purushova Agnir Gautamam Tasya Vyatameva Samite Prano Dhumaha Vagarchihi Chakshurangaraha Shrotram Vispulingaha Tasmin Yetasmin Agnaum Deva Annam Juhvati Tasya Ahutyai Retahasam Bhavati. So the Oshadi, or the Anna Shariram is the material in the plants and herbs is Vashati, is the material in the fourth stage. And the Agni is Purusha Agni. And having gone through the Purusha Agni, the Anna Shariram gets converted into Retas Shariram, the male, the seed, therefore Bija. So therefore, remember, Purusha also becomes pregnant with a baby and he has Jiva in his body. Remember, even in Purusha Shariram itself, Jiva is there, incapable of function. And from the body of the male, the Jiva itself enters the mother's womb. And therefore, this is an aside topic. In Shastras, abortion is considered to be Bhrunahatya. There is a name for it. Bhrunahatya, Papam, according to the Shastras. It is destruction of a Jiva. Therefore, male himself has Jiva in his body. Therefore, he gets the Retas Sharira, which is the fourth product. Now, the final stage, fifth stage, mantra 13. Yoshava Agmir Gautamam Tasya Upastayeva Samit Lomani Dhumaha Yoni Rachihi Yedantakarotim Te Angaraham Abhinanda Vispulingaham Tasmin Yetasmin Agnau Deva Reto Jukvati Tasya Ahutyayim Purushahasam Bhavati Sajivati Yavad Jivati Ata Yadamriyate. So the Reta Shariram is the fifth oblation, which is offered into the fifth fire, which is Yoshagnihi. Yoshagnihi means the Stri Agnihi. So going through Yoshagni, the Reta Shariram gets converted into Purusha Shariram, male or female Shariram. Purusha here means male, female, in Manusha Shariram. So going through five stages, the Jaliya Shariram gets converted into Manushya Sharira. So Pravahana Jaivali has answered the fourth question, which he himself asked Shvetaketu. What was the question, if you recall? After how many stages or oblations, because each stage is an oblation. So after how many oblations a Jiva gets the full-fledged physical body? What's the question? So after five ahutis, so Panchamyam Ahutau Apaha Purusha Vajaso Bhavati. The Jaliya Shariram becomes Manushya Shariram. But does not say Jaliya Shariram here. It says water becomes Manushya Shariram. Mantra says water becomes Manushya Shariram. So the water body, we can call, not body of water, water body, which was received at the time of cremation, becomes the Manushya Shariram. Thus we are all Agni Putraha. Why? Pancha Agnim Janayatvad, Janyatvad. So we are all Agniputraha because Pancha Agni Janyatvad. Since we are all born by going through the Pancha Agni, which are Agniputras. We are all Agniputras. Agni, whatever it. So we are all fiery children, sacred people. Not fiery, but fiery children. So going through five fires purifies us. These are all Swamiji's terms. I'm not saying any of those. So going through five fires purifies us. Then what happens? Saha jivati yavat jivati. He lives as long as he has to live, driven by his prarabdha. Why? Since it varies from individual to individual based on prarabdha karma. Once prarabdha is over, then this person dies, and at the time of death, once again, the body has to go back to where? From wherever it came. The body came from fire. And therefore, it has to go back to fire. So Agnehe Utpattihi Agnim Prati Gamanam goes back to Agni. So Yada Mriyate, when he dies. Now, the sixth offering takes place also now compared to the other five. First five talks about up to the birth. And the sixth offering is at the time of death. The body itself is offered into the fire. The following cremation becomes the sixth oblation, as it were, to the fire. Mantra 14. Atayena magnaye haranti tasya agnireva agnir bhavati samit samit dhumo dhumaha archir archihi angara angaraha vispulinga vispulingaha tasmin yetasmin agnao devaha purusham juhvati तस्या आहुत्यै पुरुषो भास्वर वर्णः संभवति. So when the person dies, his body is taken and it is offered into the fire. And what type of fire it is? The previous Pancha Agnis were not real fires. They are for Upasanas. Pancha Agnis, they were not real fires. And they were all imaginary fires. Swargaloka Agni, Parjanya, Prithivi, Purusha, all these, Stri Agni. These are all these things. This Agni as such is the imaginary Agni. Or imaginary fires. They are called, we can call it Gauna Agnis, not Mukhya Agnis. The Gauna, Mukhya, these terms are familiar to you already. But after Maranam, this body is offered into real fire, Mukhya Agni. So what is the fire? It is Agnireva Agnihi. In all others, they are all imaginary Gauna Agni. Here it is Mukhya Agni. So Agnireva Agnihi. And what is the smoke? In previous stages, if the smoke is all smoke, embers, flame, fuel, they are all imaginary. Whereas here in this particular case, the embers, the smoke, they are all real. So to show the reality, the Upanishad says, Archihi, Archihi. Archihi eva Archihi. Flame is the flame. Angaraha eva Angaraha. Embers are embers. And in this, the devas, devatas, functioning through various relatives, the sun, all other relatives, they offer this body into the fire. And once offered into the fire, this jiva becomes Vāsvaravarnaha, a bright one. The Upanishad says, because the scriptures assume that he had already gone through all the 41 samskaras in his lifetime. Garbhadana, all the 41 samskaras, Garbhadana, right from conception, Pumsavana, Simantonayana, Jata Karma, Namakarana, Annaprashana, Chuda Karma, Upanayana, Chatwari Veda Vratani, Pancha Mahayagnyas, Sapta Pakayagnyas, Sapta Haviragnyas, Sapta Somayagnyas, all these put together becomes 40. So after becoming a Grahastham, one has to do 21 Yagnyas. Sapta Haviragnyas, Sapta Somayagnyas, Sapta Pakayagnyas. In addition to all the other Sandhyavandana Karmas, Agnihotra, Pancha Mahayagnyas, all of them, a person is supposed to do. So after doing all these, finally, one goes through the Antyeshti Samskara. And each Samskara is like polishing the Jiva. Samskara literally means polishing, refining. In fact, when we clean a vessel, we can call it Samskara. Actually, I am doing the Samskara, Vaidika Samskaras lectures in my classes on Sunday mornings. All the 41 Samskaras. So here it is cleaning the Jiva itself. Since the Jiva goes through all the 41 Samskaras, including Antyeshti, the Jiva becomes bright, very polished, very refined, mature, ready for what? Brahmajnanam. So without Samskaras, Brahmajnanam is not possible. If one gets Brahmajnanam without Samskara, that means what? He has done it in previous Janmas. Gautama Buddha and all those people are like that. Therefore, the Upanishad says, Vāsvara Varnaha Bhavati becomes very bright, polished, burnished Jiva. With this, the fourth question is Sobha. And the answer is what? Five stages the Jiva has to pass through to get a new physical body. And this is the famous Pancha Agni Vidya. We have seen this in Chandogya also in detail. So this is very elaborately analyzed in the Brahma Sutras, the third chapter, first topic. I think mentioned during Chandogya also. So known as Tadantaram Pratipatti Adhikaranam, the name of that Adhikaranam. Next, after finishing this, we are going to go to Brahma Sutras. We will see all that. It's an elaborate discussion done at that time. So because the other questions are to be answered, so we have to now read the other mantras where the answers to the other four questions are given. Mantra 15. Teya evam etad viduhom ye chami aranyem shraddham satyam upasate therchir abhisam bhavantim archir shohaham annam apuryamana paksham apuryamana pakshatam yam yan shan mahasanam udangaditya yetim masebhyo devalokam devalokadadityam aditya udhyutam than vaidyuta purvaidyutan purushah aditya udvai aditya vaidyutam than vaidyutan purushah manasa yetyam బ్రహ్మలోకాన్ గమయతి తే తేషు బ్రహ్మలోకేషు పరాహ పరావతే వసంతి తేషాం పునరావృత్తి. సో ఇన్ దిస్ టూ మంత్రాస్ 15 అండ్ 16, ఐ రెడ్ ఓన్లీ 15 నౌ, 16, ది అదర్ ఫోర్ క్వశ్చన్స్ ఆర్ ఆన్సర్డ్. యు నో ఫైవ్ క్వశ్చన్స్ ఫర్ ఆస్క్డ్, వన్ క్వశ్చన్, ఫోర్త్ క్వశ్చన్ విల్ ఇస్ ఆన్సర్డ్ బై జైవిలి నౌ. అదర్ ఫోర్ క్వశ్చన్స్, ది టాపిక్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ టూ మంత్రాస్ ఈస్ శుక్ల గతి అండ్ కృష్ణ గతి, టేకన్ బై ద జీవాస్ ఆఫ్టర్ డెత్. హియర్ అలోన్ ది వెరీ వెరీ దే ఆర్ వెరీ క్లియర్లీ మెన్షన్డ్ ఓన్లీ ఇన్ దిస్ ప్లేస్. Therefore, these two mantras are very well known. This alone is the basis for the 8th chapter shlokas of Bhagavad Gita. Agnir Jyotiraha Shuklaha Shanmasa Uttarayanam Tatra Prayata Gacchanti Brahma Brahma Vidojanaha Dhumo Ratristata Krishnaha Shanmasa Dakshinayanam Tatra Chandramasam Jyotihi Yogi Prapyani Vartate. Incidentally, this Panchagni Vidya is not only there in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Chandogya elaborately, we have seen this, and it's also briefly indicated in Mundaka Upanishad also, we have seen that briefly there. Tasmad Agnis Samido Yasya Suryaha Somad Parjanya Oshadaya Prithivyam Puman Retas Chinchati Yoshitayam Bakvi Prajam Purushat Samprasutaha. We have seen this sloka in Mundaka Upanishad. So to understand this Mundaka Upanishad mantra, because there it is briefly said, one should understand the Panchagni Vidya mantras of Brihadaranyaka or Chandogya. And Shukla Gati and Krishna Gati we get in various other Upanishads briefly, and the Bhagavad Gita also. And in this mantra, Shukla Gati is talked about. And the mantra also talks about who will get Shukla Gati or what are the sadhanas to go through Shukla Gati. And we have seen Shukla Gati earlier. The sadhana is mentioned here. Te ya yeta evam viduho. All Panchagni Upasakas will get Shukla Gati. That is, Grahasthas who do Panchagni Upasanas, they will get Shukla Gati. They can get Shukla Gati and Krama Mukti. They need to go, they need not go to Vanaprastha Ashrama or Sannyasa Ashrama. From Grahastha Ashrama itself, they can do it. They need not bother about all this Brahmajnanam and all at that time. They go to Brahmaloka, and from that they can get Krama Mukti. Of course, after getting Jnana, they get Shukla Gati, reach Brahmaloka, gain Jnana and Moksha. Therefore, Grahastha Panchagni Upasakas, all those Grahasthas who do Panchagni Upasakas, Upasanam, they will get Shukla Gati. That is number one. Then who else? Yecha Ami Aranyem Shraddham Satyam Upasate. Those people who do Hiranyagarbha Upasana in Vanaprastha Ashrama will get Shukla Gati. Here in this Satyam, Shraddham Satyam Upasate. Satyam means Hiranyagarbha. And how do the Upasana? Shraddham. So Shraddhaya, with faith. And this also we saw in the Mundaka Upanishad. Tapashraddhehi Upavasantyaranyem Shanta Vidvamso Bhaikshacharyam చరంతహం సూర్యద్వారేణతే విరజా ప్రయాంతి ఎత్ర అమృత స పురుషో హివ్యయ ఆత్మా. వి హావ్ సీన్ దట్ ఆల్సో ఇన్ ముండక. సో దిస్ ఈస్ ది సెకండ్ పీపుల్. దిస్ ఆర్ ది పీపుల్ హూ ఆర్ ది వానప్రస్థీస్ హూ కెన్ డూ దిస్ ఉపాసన, దే విల్ గెట్ అండ్ హూ విల్ ఆల్సో గో త్రూ శుక్లగతి. అండ్ దర్ ఇస్ ద థర్డ్ వన్ శంకరాచార్య యాడ్స్, ఈవెన్ దో ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ సెట్ ద మంత్ర హియర్, ఆల్ ది సన్యాసీస్ హూ ఫాలో ది సన్యాస ఆశ్రమ ధర్మ, they will also get Shukla Gati if they don't get Atma Jnanam during their lifetime. Once you get Atma Jnanam, you don't go through all the Shukla Gati at all. So once a person follows Sannyasa Dharma, all the Niyamas of the Sannyasa Dharma, one gets Shukla Gati. Therefore, who are the people who get Shukla Gati now? Grahastha Ashramis, who do Panchagni Upasana. Vanaprastha Ashramis, even if they don't do Panchagni Upasana, but if they do Hiranyagarbha Upasana, and sannyasis, they need not do any upasana, including Panchagni upasana. Just by following sannyasa ashrama dharma, they will get Shukla Gati. So Vanaprastha Ashrama and sannyasa ashrama, Panchagni Vidya is not prescribed. Shankaracharya also gives the reason. In Panchagni Vidya, the Purusha Agni, that is the fourth stage, and Stri Agni, the fifth stage. So Purusha Stri Sanyogaha, conjugal union, they are all coming in this Panjagni Vidya, which apply only to Grahasthas, whereas Vanaprasthis have given up those things. Since they practice Brahmacharya the sadhanas, so Panchagni Vidya is not prescribed for Vanaprasthis and Sannyasis. But for a Sannyasi, the very practice of Sannyasashrama Dharma will get Shuklagati, as I said. He does Japa, he does Parayanam, he does Mahavakya Japa, Omkara Japa, and Hamsamantra Japa, all that Sannyasi does when he holds the Danda. So various rituals are prescribed for the Danda also. This term. So they come under Sannyasashrama Dharma. So no need for any Upasana, because very pursuit of Sannyasashrama Dharma gives Shuklagati. We are not talking about Jnani Sannyasi, but an Ajnani Sannyasi who follows Sannyasashrama Dharma. And there is one more also, but we can include with the third case itself. It is a Naishtika Brahmachari following the Brahmacharya Vratam. He will also get Shuklagati without any Upasana, a Naishtika Brahmachari. So the Naishtika Brahmacharyam is considered to be so great. Incidentally, I don't know whether I have mentioned earlier, Brahmacharis are also two types. One is called Upakurvana Brahmachari, a temporary Brahmachari. Many of us, we are all temporary Brahmachari, then we became Grahastha and all, before Grahastha Ashrama. And the second one is called Naishtika Brahmachari, who has taken a vow to be a Brahmachari for the rest of his life, like Bhishma, Anjaneya, and all those people. So Nishta, they have taken a vow, a discipline. So for that, one has to take separate vratam, vow. Generally, Naishtika Brahmacharya is taken by those who live in Gurukulam and spend the whole time learning all the time. In our tradition, we have got so much to learn. All the Vedas, Shastras, and so many things. So thereafter, one has to serve the Guru permanently. Guru Seva. That is not possible once a person takes to Grahastha Ashrama. One who loves Guru Seva and lifelong learning takes to Naitikam Brahmacharya Vrata. So even if he becomes Sannyasi, he has to leave the Gurukulam after learning. So the rule for Paramahamsa Parivrajaka is Ekaki Charete. So he lives alone. Therefore, Grahasthashrama also, one has to leave Gurukula. And Sannyasashrama also, he has to leave Gurukula. So if one doesn't want to leave Gurukulam, there is an intermediary step, that is Naishtikam Brahmacharya. For that Ajnani also, who might not have gained the knowledge as a Brahmachari, for him also, Shuklagati is set. Even though he was a Brahmachari. Some Brahmacharis, they can get Jnanam also. If he has not got Ajnani, Brahmachari also can go through Shuklagati. So these are the four sadhanas. Panchagni Vidya, Hiranyagarbhadi Upasanas, Sannyasashrama Dharma Anushtanam, and Naishtikam Brahmacharya Anushtanam, to get Shuklagati and gain Krama Mukti. And this is said in the first part of the mantra. And te eva metat viduho, ye cha ami aranye shraddham satyam upasate. Aranyam means in the forest, represents two ashramas, in the forest, Vanaprastha Ashrama and Sannyasa Ashrama. And te ye evam etat viduho, that refers to the Grahastha Ashrama. For all ashramis, Shuklagati is possible. And the next part of the descriptions of Shuklagati is in terms of the guiding devatas, who are known as Ativahika devatas. These devatas, the guiding devatas, the devatas who take them in various stages. There are many portions in Brahma Sutra dealing with this particular section. It is considered a very, very important section in Brahma Sutra. And what are the devatas? One is called Archir Abhisambhavanti, the deity presiding over the plains. This devata is the first guide. And so Shuklagati is otherwise called Archiradi Marga. Actually, Shankaracharya never uses Shuklagati and all. Shuklagati mostly the language in Gita. Archiradi Marga is what he uses. So he's Acharya's Bhashya. And second is called Ahar Devata. First devata is Archir Abhisambhavanti, deity presiding over the plains. And the second one is Ahar Devata, the deity presiding over the daytime, as opposed to nighttime. And the third one is Shukla Paksha Devata. Here it is called Apuryamana Paksham. That is called Shukla Paksham, in which the moon is gradually waxing and becoming Purnaha. Because moon becomes Purnam, it is called Apuryamana Paksham. And the fourth is Uttarayana Devata. Here, this word is not used, Uttarayana Devata is not used, but Shanmasam Udangadityaha. So for 6 months, Adityaha, Udang means Uttaram. Uttaram means sun goes north, which represents Uttarayana Punyakala. And Uttarayana Devata, and from that, the Uttarayana Devatas will take him to Devaloka. Uttarayana Kalam, Uttarayana Devata will take him to Devaloka. And here, Devata is not said in Devaloka, but the place only is said in the Shloka. Devaloka means Aditya Lokam Gacchati. And Devaloka, Aditya Lokam Gacchati. And from there, he will go to Aditya Lokam, the land of the sun. And from there, number five is Vaidyutam Gacchati. He will go to the Vidyut Devata. Vidyut means lightning. Uttarayana Devata will take to Devalokam, Aditya Lokam, and hand over Vidyut, lightning Devata. Lightning Devata, all this, they are all Devatas. This is the all are Upasanas, understand. So this is the last Lokam before Brahma Loka. And when he is in the hands of the Vidyut Devata, a special guide comes. He is called Manasa Purushaha. Because he has come out of Brahmaji's mind, Sankalpa Srishtaha, one who came out of the Sankalpa of Brahmaji. He just thought Manasa Purusha came. So he takes charge of this person from Vidyut Devata, lightning Devata. So this Manasa Purusha will take this Jiva to Brahma Lokan Gamayati, to Brahma Loka. So all these are all elaborately discussed in Brahma Sutra. So Ati Vahika Devatas, and there is a sutram, Ativahikaham Thallingate. So why there is, now there is a small inquiry also here. It says Brahma Lokan, it's also in plural there. And one commentator says, because there is only one Brahma Loka, where is them so plural? So within Brahma Loka itself, there is Taratamyam, there is gradation. Different statuses are there, gradation. And why there is Taratamyam in Brahma Loka also, gradation? Because even though many grahasthas might have done Panchagni Upasana, in the manner of performance of their Upasanas, there could be qualitative and quantitative differences that makes all the different statuses in Brahmaloka. And above all, there is a gradation in the faith of the person also, and it is based on his sincerity. There is difference in performance of Panchagni Upasana, Hiranyagarbha Upasana, all that. Therefore, in Sannyasa Ashrama Dharma, There is gradation. There are compromises. Sannyasis, many times they do make a lot of compromises. So they can be there in Brahmaloka also. All those gradations will translate there. So Avantara Veda Apekshayam Bahuvachanam plural set. And there is also Te Teshum Brahmalokeshu Paraha Parabataha Vasanti. They enjoy and exalted positions in Brahmaloka, Utkrishtaha Santaha, because it is superior to Bhuloka, Bhuvarloka, Suvarloka, Maharloka, Janoloka, Tapoloka, superior to all those six lokas. Brahmaloka is above all the six lokas, so Utkrishta. And also, not for a day or two they will be there. Paravataha, long time, for many, many, many years. Shashwati Samaha, as if permanent. Ananta Varshani, many, many years. Remember the duration of Brahmaloka, the year of the Brahmaji's year, the years and Manushyaloka's year. They vary. And we have already seen that during our discussions in a chapter. So one day in Brahmaloka is equal to 2000 Chatur Yugas of human beings. One Chatur Yuga is all the four Yugas put together. This Kali Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Treta Yuga, Satya Yuga, all Yugas put together. And then that is one Chatur Yuga. Kali Yuga itself is 432,000 years, according to our scriptures. 4,320,000 years is supposed to be, 432,000 is supposed to be one Chatur Yuga. And 2,000 such Chatur Yugas makes this one day of Brahmaji, one day of day and night of human beings. So not only they enjoy Brahmaloka, Tesham na punaravrittihi. In Bhagavad Gita, tatra prayata gacchanti brahma brahma vidhojanaha. So no return. Then what will happen to them? They will not return back to this loka. There in the Brahma loka, they will attend Vedanta classes again. Do shravanam, mananam, vididhyasanam and attains self-knowledge and later gain jivan mukti. That is the only way. But at that time in Brahma loka, the sushma shariram, all the faculties will be all very sharp, and the teacher is also is Brahmaji himself, the great teacher. So from him, with all their faculties, intellect and all, greatest medha shakti, everything they will have. So at that time, to understand these concepts of Vedanta and get all this realization will be easy for them, and then they will get jivan mukti. And along with Brahmaji, in the pralaya kala, maha pralaya, they will gain videha mukti also. Therefore, tesham na punar avrittihi. So Shukla Gati and Shukla Gati sadhanas are mentioned in this mantra. Mantra 16. If I go into the mantra, this is a long mantra. Maybe I will do it in the next class tomorrow. It's a long mantra for me. It will take more time. Yo vedadav swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakritilinasya ya parasamaheshwarah. Sri Krishna arpanamastu Narayana. Let me stop the recording.